KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the high school state baseball championships wrapped up Saturday at Principal Park in Des Moines with all four championship games. Class 1A, top-seeded Newman Catholic, backed by a high-powered offense and stellar pitching, defeated the second-seeded Albernette Pirates 11-1 in six innings to win the Class 1A state title. It was the Knights' third consecutive state championship. Newman finishes the season 38-3 with its eighth 1A state championship in program history. Albernette ends its season 34-6. That was the first state championship game and the second state tournament appearance ever for the Pirates. In Class 2A, Anthony Potthoff and the second-seeded Van Meter Bulldogs shut out the top-seeded North Lynn Lynx 6-0 in the 2A state title game. It's the second title for the Bulldogs, who also won the 1A title in 2003. North Lynn averaged 9.6 runs a game coming into the contest and hadn't been blanked all season. The Van Meter team finished the season with a record of 34-3. The North Lynn team falls short of their quest for their first state title in school history as they finished the season with a record of 40-6. And also brings to a close the high school career of one of the more prolific hitters in the country, Jake Hilmer. Hilmer played in four state tournaments and closes out his career as the nation's all-time leader in hits.
Northland's home for today, tomorrow, rest of my life. It's been a hell of a ride, and man, it's been fun. I've been lucky to be a part of some really good teams, and it's gonna be fun looking back and reminiscing about these years because they've meant a lot to me. Just the group of guys I got to do it with has been pretty special.
Also a star on the basketball court, Hilmer closed his career with more than 2,300 points and led North Lynn to the 2A state championship this past season. And he'll play both sports at Upper Iowa.
High school sports has meant everything to me. This has been a very special time for me. Man, it's been a ride. It's been a lot of fun. It probably won't hit me for maybe a couple weeks here, but right now, tonight, I'll probably look back on most of the good times, cheer me up a little bit.
In Class 3A, the top-seeded Cedar Rapids Xavier Saints defeated the third-seeded Central DeWitt Sabres 8-1 in the 3A title game Saturday. The Saints added to the state title they won in 2006. Senior Bryson Bastion had a complete game with 11 strikeouts for the win, his ninth of the year. The Xavier Saints finished the season at 41-2. Central DeWitt's quest for its first state title in school history fell short. They finished their season 38-4. In 4A, the sixth-seeded and defending 4A champion Urbandale Jayhawks remained on top, knocking off Johnston 8-2 on Saturday. Just like last year, Urbandale defeated the 6, 7, and 8 seeds to win the 4A title. This year, the Jayhawks defeated the 3, 2, and 1 seeds in that order to repeat. The Urbandale Jayhawks finished their season 31-14, winning their fourth 4A title. Johnston ends at 36-6. Here's Urbandale coach Jeremy Heinen.
This team is special. We may not be the most talented group. We may not have D1 guys on our roster, but the kids compete. They played that way all year. They played that way really all their life, and happier than heck to be their coach.
Next up in just a few weeks, the high school football season. Let's take a look at Major League Baseball action yesterday in interleague play. The Cardinals were 4-2 losers in Oakland as Tanner Roark allowed a run and four hits over five innings in his Athletics debut. Erickson Profar connected for his 15th homer to help the A's win for the sixth time in seven games. Justin Garneau had two hits and two RBIs for the A's after being claimed off of waivers on Saturday. St. Louis falls at a game and a half behind the Cubs in the National League Central. Also in interleague play, it was the White Sox over Philadelphia 10-5. Tampa Bay beat Miami 7-2. In the American League, the Twins blanked the Royals 3-0 to maintain their three-game lead over Cleveland atop the AL Central. Devin Smeltzer pitched two-hit ball into the seventh inning for his first major league win, helping Minnesota complete a three-game sweep. Jason Castro homered, and Eddie Rosario drove in two runs for the Twins. Also in the AL, Baltimore beat Toronto 6-5, Cleveland over the LA Angels 6-2, Houston beat Seattle 3-1, Texas over Detroit 9-4, the Yankees beat Boston by a final of 7-4. In the National League, Cincinnati over Atlanta in 10 innings, 6-4. The New York Mets beat Pittsburgh 13-2. Chicago over Milwaukee, 7-2. Colorado beat San Francisco, 6-2. Arizona, 7-5 over Washington. The LA Dodgers outscored San Diego, 11-10. In other baseball news, the Cubs are spending time without All-Star catcher Wilson Contreras, placing him on the injured list with a strained right hamstring suffered while running out of fly ball Saturday against the Brewers. He'll undergo an MRI today to determine the severity of that injury. Chicago recalled receiver Taylor Davis to replace the 27-year-old Contreras, who's batting 275 with 19 homers and 57 RBIs in 87 games this season. The Yankees have placed outfielder Aaron Hicks and designated hitter Edwin Encarnacion on the injured list. Hicks has been diagnosed with a flexor strain in his right elbow after the team initially thought he had a torn ligament that could require season-ending Tommy John surgery. Encarnacion broke his right wrist when he was hit by a pitch during Saturday's doubleheader sweep against Boston. The Phillies have demoted third baseman Michael Franco to AAA Lehigh Valley. The Phillies made that surprising move Sunday with Franco hitting just .231 with 15 homers and 47 RBIs in 102 games. Angels pitcher Felix Pena has a torn ACL in his right knee, and he's been placed on the 10-day injured list. Pena was injured covering first base in the second inning Saturday against Cleveland. Los Angeles also put shortstop Andrelton Simmons and right-hander Griffin Canning on the 10-day IL and brought up right-hander Luke Bard, first baseman pitcher Jared Walsh, and infielder Wilfredo Tovar from Salt Lake. Cardinals infielder Matt Carpenter has been activated from the injured list. Carpenter fouled a ball off his right foot against Pittsburgh on July 15th and missed 17 games with a bruise. Twins reliever Sam Dyson has gone on the injured list with right biceps tendonitis. Dyson allowed 6 runs and 6 hits in his 2 appearances with Minnesota, wasting a 3-run ninth inning lead in a loss at Miami on Thursday. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell wants Brock Purdy to take the next step this season without putting too much pressure on the sophomore quarterback. Purdy took over in Week 5 in a win at Oklahoma State last season and led the Cyclones to a 7-2 record as a true freshman.
I think the biggest thing for Brock is us as coaches got to be really smart about making sure we allow Brock to just grow as a football player.
Campbell says it's important to remember that Purdy is only a sophomore.
Sometimes a young man, especially early in your career as a freshman, has great success like Brock did. And, you know, I think sometimes you're eager to put so much on his shoulders that you can stunt the growth that would happen. I think that's why sometimes you see, you know, a player have a really good year and then goes down a year and then kind of has to build back up.
Campbell says that Purdy does a pretty good job of getting everyone involved.
I think that's the one great thing about Brock is he spreads the ball where the ball needs to go with great consistency. He also has this unique ability to pull the ball down and run with the football. And so I think as long as Brock continues to evolve and grow and play to his strengths, I think Brock will be ready to have a great year.
Cyclones open up the season later this month on August 31st against UNI. In NFL news, veteran wide receiver Jordy Nelson is retiring as a member of the Green Bay Packers. The 34-year-old Nelson played in Green Bay from 2008 to 2017, winning a Super Bowl with the team before spending last season with the Oakland Raiders. Nelson had 550 receptions, 69 touchdown catches in his 10 seasons in Green Bay. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is signing a 2-year, $70 million contract extension. That deal includes an $8 million bump in this year's salary to $23 million. Brady would make $30 million in 2020 and $32 million in 2021 when he'd be 44 years old. Brady had never played out the final year of a contract in his 20-year NFL career. Former Raiders wide receiver Cliff Branch was found dead over the weekend in a hotel room in Bullhead City, Arizona. He was 71. Police say an initial investigation suggests he died of natural causes. Branch was one of football's top deep threats during his 14 NFL seasons in Oakland and Los Angeles. He stands third among Raiders pass catchers with 8,685 yards receiving, trailing Hall of Famers Tim Brown and Fred Biletnikoff. In golf, J.T. Poston won the Wyndham Championship for his first PGA Tour title over the weekend, shooting an 8-under 62 for a one-stroke win over Webb Simpson on Sunday. And in racing, it was deja vu for Chase Elliott and Martin Truex Jr. at Watkins Glen on Sunday. Elliott earned his second straight victory at the course, once again holding off Truex to become the first repeat winner at the Glen since Marcos Ambrose in 2011 and 2012. Denny Hamlin was third, followed by Eric Jones and Ryan Blaney. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.